Well, hello folks, this is Rusty, Social Security Advisor at the AMAC Foundation with today's Ask Rusty program. With each of these editions, we'll tell you about an actual Social Security question we've received here at our offices. Today's question comes to us from a lady who's ready to claim Social Security, but who doesn't want to make any mistakes. And the question was, Dear Rusty, I turned 70 in June of this year, and I want to start receiving benefits. I'm currently working full-time as well, and I want to set things up and get started in the most advantageous way so that my benefit is maximized even when I stop working. What are your recommendations for me to intelligently start the process and to avoid any pitfalls? And it was signed, Ready to Claim. Okay, so I explained that since this lady is already past 70 years of age, she has already maximized her Social Security benefit based on her current lifetime earnings record, and that occurred when she turned 70 in June. However, since she's still working, Social Security will review her earnings every year after last year's income is received from the IRS, to see if her more recent earnings warrant a further increase in her monthly benefit. That she's still working shouldn't deter her from claiming her Social Security benefit now, and she should ask for benefits to be paid retroactive to June when her current maximum benefit was attained. Now, doing so will start her benefit at the maximum amount she's entitled to at this time, and she can rest assured that Social Security will further increase her benefit annually if her current earnings call for it. Now, after her benefits start, the key to whether her benefit will increase depends on how her more recent earnings compare to the earnings originally used to compute her benefit when she claimed. Her benefit is based on the highest earning 35 years over her lifetime, and for her current earnings to cause an increase, they'd need to be higher than one of those 35 years originally used. I explained, however, to be aware that her earnings in past years were adjusted for inflation to compute her benefit. So her current earnings would need to be more than the inflation-adjusted previous earnings amount to cause a benefit increase. So as an example, the inflated value of $50,000 earned in 1990 is about $105,000 in today's dollars. And it is the indexed amount, that is the inflated amount, that must be exceeded to cause a benefit increase. In any case, if this lady's current earnings exceed the indexed amount in any of the 35 years used to compute her benefit when she claimed, her benefit will be increased accordingly, and that will happen automatically. So how does this questioner start the process and avoid any pitfalls? Well, she should apply for her benefits now and request benefits retroactive to the month she turns 70. Social Security will pay up to 6 months of retroactive benefits, so the pitfall is that waiting beyond 6 months past age 70 will result in lost money. And if desired, Social Security will pay for a full 6 months retroactively now, but if that comes out to be earlier than the month this lady turned 70, doing so would result in a payment less than her age 70 amount. And to maximize, she should ask that the benefit start month be June of 2022 and no earlier. I also explained that it's possible to apply for benefits by calling Social Security at the national number, which is 1-800-772-1213, and scheduling an appointment to do so. But a much easier way is to apply for benefits online at www.ssa.gov. Applying online is by far the most efficient method, but you need to first create a personal My Social Security online account, which is quite easy to do at www.ssa.gov/myaccount. And so that's it for today's Ask Rusty program. The Ask Rusty series is brought to you by the AMAC Foundation, a nonprofit affiliate of the Association of Mature American Citizens, or AMAC. If you have a question about Social Security, please send us an email at ssadvisor@amacfoundation.org or call us at 888-750-2622. One of our accredited Social Security advisors will be most happy to assist you. And this is Rusty at the AMAC Foundation, hoping you have a wonderful day.